This is
the Entence Church of the Holy Spirit with pastors Mark and Melinda Milan from Arise and Shine World Ministries, teaching you how to arise from unbelief and shine in the midst of darkness.
Hallelujah.
And today we're going to be talking about a very practical subject in our lives that we all go through on an everyday basis. And the title is Fighting the Goliath Spirit Blocking Your Way to God's Blessings. Let me say it again. Fighting the Goliath Spirit Blocking Your Way to God's Blessings.
You mean Goliath is trying to block us from the blessings of God.
That's right. When the devil becomes a Goliath spirit, he begins to create opposition in your life, hindrances, interference, adversities, you know, whatever, in order to discourage you so you just give up and you don't go forward. Okay, that's the name of the game.
We know everyone here understands David and Goliath. David fighting the great giant Goliath. How tall was Goliath, Mark?
About 10 feet tall.
Tell
six
David.
Fingers on each hand and six toes on each...
Six fingers and six toes?
Yeah.
God, this was a true giant.
That's correct. And the point is that everybody talks about David and Goliath, but actually Satan was speaking through Goliath, you know, threatening and discouraging the Israelites. When they saw the giant, they got terrified and ran away from him, okay? So history repeats itself. What we're seeing today, you know, whether you want to call it demonic spirit or whatever, it's a Goliath spirit. So we're going to talk about what the name Goliath is all about. So perhaps today, as you hear this message right now, it feels like inside the natural, your thoughts, images, physical body and situations keep going around in a vicious cycle, all right, which portrays a problem that seems just as big as Goliath, all right? The huge giant that carnal Israel saw in the desert, okay? And this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 4 and 24. There went out a champion from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath. And when Israel saw Goliath, they fled from him in great fear. And that's what a Goliath spirit is all about. He wants to create fear in our lives. So we go backwards, you see, and then he gains territorial possessions in our lives, in our minds, our physical bodies, the situations around us. That's how it works, okay?
And now you're saying the mind gets paralyzed with fear. So here comes Goliath out in his armor. He must have looked even more, you know, intimidating.
He made us look like grasshoppers, giants. Yeah, this happens when people operate at a mind level and physical level, you know. Mm-hmm. Logic, reason, thoughts, images, understanding, ruled by the senses, and the senses in turn are ruled by the circumstances around. You see, it's just a kind of a sequential order. You know, the devil from the world of the material influence your senses influence your thoughts and images, and your thoughts and images influence your heart, your free will, and from then on, everything just will go the way the enemy wants.
It's almost like when we get bad news of something and the first thing may try to kick in is fear. Our mind freezes and we can't think. And then that's the time we call upon Jesus, right? That Goliath spirit of being so big.
Then that's similar to a problem.
Yeah.
Because Goliath typifies a problem, a crisis, you see? A trial. So the problem looks too big and the spirits will try to make that Goliath situation look just impossible. You're not going to make it. You might as well give up. You know, you did well. You try to have faith, but God is not answering your prayers. And the problem is going from bad to worse. So might as well just do the facts, because the problem is here to stay. Okay, let's take this a bit further, right? Talking about Goliath and the Israelites. So when the devil challenged Israel through the mouth of Goliath, he was very explicit in stipulating the rules for overcoming your opponent in battle, all right? Satan made it very clear what would happen to both, the overcomer and the loser, after the combat was over. Let me quote from 1 Samuel again, chapter 17, verse 9, and this is now Goliath speaking, okay? Goliath said, if he's able, here he's establishing the rules of battle, right? If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and servants. All right? Understand? This is also found in Romans 6:16. know ye not to whom ye yield yourself, servants to obey, your servants of whom you obey. So it's the same thing. In this scripture, the Bible provides an amazing revelation, right? Even as we're talking right now, you can sense how the Holy Spirit is stirring up, unveiling things for us to use in time of battling the enemy. So the Spirit is providing a revelation concerning Goliath and his origins. And what is the name Goliath all about? What does it mean, all right? Well, it, in the Hebrew, means exile or prison camp. And that exile will take you into a prison camp to do labor, all right? So Goliath came from Gath. And the town of Gath, where he came from, is rendered in the Hebrew as wine press. So when Goliath, exile, takes you into his prison camp, then he takes you to Gath. And there you're going to be wine pressed or oppressed by the devil. You know, that's the kind of labor that you're going to be doing for them. In addition, furthermore, the Philistine army, because here we have Goliath, who came from Gath, and then we have the Philistine army to which he belonged, which means strangers of the land, which speaks of strangers, aliens. Alien spirit speaks of the powers of darkness doing war against us, okay? So here we have the whole battle plan spelled out by the Holy Ghost. The whole scheme of how God discloses the powers of darkness, how do they work, what is their goal, which is to steal, kill, and destroy it, and take you into a prison camp. A prison is another word for a stronghold. When Satan builds a stronghold in your mind or in your physical body, that's a prison camp, okay? It could be a disease, could be an oppression, a guilt, a fear, a worry, depression, you know, confusion, whatever it is, that becomes a prison camp, becomes a stronghold, right? Now, you can allow strongholds to be formed inside of you, or you can fight it back and driving them away from your life, all right? So here the Spirit is showing us spiritual warfare at its best, revealing two inevitable consequences. If we overcome the devil and his spirits by standing firm on the word, Satan will remain crushed under our feet, right? But if we allow ourselves to be defeated by the Goliath spirits of this world, we will be taken into satanic exile, which means Goliath, to do tributary work in the land of oppression, which is Gath, wine pressing, on behalf of the strangers of the land, which speaks of what? The Philistines, right? Symbolic of the powers of darkness, all right? But you're getting the message? There is a better plan to learn here. We said it before. In view of this fact, the Holy Ghost is telling us that the realm of the recreated human spirit typifies the new man that is inside of us, you know, the reborn spirit, the glorified human spirit that is always willing. Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, but your spirit is always willing to do God's will, as far as obeying the word, acting on the word, speaking the word, confessing the word, and then running against the problem instead of running away from the problem. So the question here is, are you going to stand up and confront the Goliath spirit creating the crisis of anxiety, doubt, fear, unbelief, depression, adverse situations, or you're going to flee away from him in terror and let him rule over your lives? So that's the challenge right here, okay? So the choice is yours. It's not God's, it's not Satan. They don't make choices for you, contrary to your will. You see, you have free will, the devil cannot control your will. So think about it. The crisis itself is not the real problem. You know, we have to look it up, you know, this way. The challenge lies on how you react to the problem that the crisis is creating, you see, which will determine the outcome. In other words, the problem, the crisis, the adversity, is not your final destiny. It just gives you the opportunity to see whether you're going to accept it as something inevitable, or you're going to fight it back and you're going to take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're going to bind and lose all the opposition, and you're going to destroy that adversity, misfortune, calamity, and disgrace, and you're going to keep going forward as more than a conqueror. The choice is ours, okay? No one else can do that decision for us. If we want to get blessed, the secret is to stop focusing on the problem, which compels you to visualize all kinds of negative and hopeless scenarios, okay? And right now, if by an act of your choice, you decide to change frequencies, right, and let go of reason and the flesh, you will begin to perceive deep inside your spirit man, which only operates through heavenly knowledge, bearing witness that the Lord wants you to confront the problem, okay? Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're not afraid of what you're going through. You begin to speak to the problem. If you're being attacked with voices inside your mind, instead of putting it in the back burner, jump inside that voice and scream loud the word of God. You see, let that word resonate. It's going to create a volcanic eruption, an earthquake that is going to destroy all the strongholds of the enemy, the adversities, the misfortune, the calamities, the impossibilities, you know, whatever is coming against you. From then on, the battle will begin and you are the aggressor, all right? You are the one that is going forward against the enemy. You put the enemy on the run instead of you running away from him. You begin to claim the power of the name of Jesus, that name that is above every other name, the Lord of lords and King of kings, that at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven, earth, and hell bows down, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings to the glory of the Father, right?
Praise the Lord. Anyway, the question is, are you going to stand up and confront this Goliath spirit, creating the crisis of anxiety, doubt, fear, and belief, depression? Or are you going to flee away from him in terror? Let him rule over you and your life. The choice is yours.
And I don't mean to sound repetitious, but this is how it works. No one else can make this decision for you. God doesn't predestine your destiny, okay? You're the decision maker. You're the one that predestines your destiny, okay? Whether for good or for bad, all right? So here, what we're saying is that the more you keep going forward in victory, breaking through the enemy's blockages, because Jesus has already given us the victory. The Bible says that faith is the victory that overcometh the world. The more you're going to be entering into the realm of his blessings that he has already prepared for you, and the more you keep embracing the scriptures without letting go, holding on to the confession of your faith while claiming that, hey, you're not afraid of the demonic giants, the devil and his spirits trying to block your way into the promised land, okay? And you'll sense in your spirit man that the more resistance you put against the blockage, right, the stronghold, the hindrance, the attacks through the word of the Lord by refusing to give in to his mental and physical attacks, it will cause the stronghold blocking the entrance to God's blessings to become less forceful and persuasive, okay? To the extent that will begin to weaken more and more.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, Mark, God is saying, confront. He wants us to stand there and pick up your sword and use it. Of course, that's the sword of the Spirit, the word of God that comes out of your mouth. But he says, resist the devil and he will flee. Confront, don't run away.
So here we're talking about the fact of going forward instead of going backwards. Fearless and stubbornly holding on to the word, believing the word, speaking the word, that God is going to manifest his promises after the trial of your faith comes to an end. The time, of course, will come when he will supernaturally, in due time, will intervene and stop Satan attacks in your life, moving you instead from the crisis, from the problem, into the promises of his mental, physical, and circumstantial blessings. And this is what the Lord is all about. You see, he's a blessing. He himself is a blessing. God becomes your refuge, your fortress, your habitation. So let's close with Exodus chapter 23, verses 25-26. And this is a complete package of redemption. You know, once you overcome the Goliath in your life, this is what's going to happen to you. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Speaks of obedience, right? And he will bless your bread and water. Speaks of provision. And I will take sickness from your midst. Speaks of enjoying divine healing, freedom from disease. The days of your life I will fulfill. Speaks of enjoying long life free from premature death. So as you can see, this is a complete package of redemption. Let me say it again. Every need here is provided in this verse, right? So all we have to do is just get hold of it, right? Instead of just waiting for something to drop down from the sky, you just grab it. It's mine in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have received it. I have it.
If people, all of us, could truly understand how powerful our God is. Our God is invisible. We know him through the word. We know him through the Holy Spirit. The devil, he's very visible on this earth. We have to believe through the Holy Spirit, the word of God, which teaches us about him. He says, I am the I am, the beginning and the end. So you're looking at a God that created the whole universe, who is our Father, who art in heaven. And when you walk with the Lord, when you're in fellowship with the Lord, and the crisis comes to you, you don't crush up like a piece of paper. No, you remember, hey God, this is a crisis, we're going in it. We're overcoming this crisis like we overcome everything else in our life.
Praise God. So this is what the fighting the Goliath spirit blocking your way to God's blessing is all about. Now what's left is for you and for us, for all of us to act it out. And if you do, you will be blessed. So this is the Endless Church of the Holy Spirit with Pastors Mark and Melinda Milan speaking to you from Arise and Shine World Ministry.
The way to contact us is markmelinda@gmail.com or riseandshineworldministries.net is our website. So please join us, check us out, and we'd love to hear from you. God bless you.
Be blessed.